Let's talk some football here in the spring. And no, we're not talking high school varsity football per se. Well, I guess we are, but not boys, rather girls. With the Elyria Girls Flag Football head coach, Matt Wilson. Of course, you know him well as the boys varsity head football coach over there at Elyria. And again, he is the head coach of the Elyria Girls Flag Football team. They are a part of the Northeast Ohio Flag Football League. This is a partnership, I believe, the NFL is involved, the Browns involved as well, providing some equipment, flags, footballs, all of that good stuff. So, again, let's talk with the head coach of this team, Matt Wilson. Coach, thank you as always for the time here in this interview. And, you know, we were kind of talking off air about things, but for some of our listeners who maybe didn't read the Chronicle Telegram article by Owen McMillan, how did this sort of, you know, come together? How did you become the head coach of this team? Do you got some other coaches to kind of help you along the ride here? Just kind of give me a brief synopsis, if you could, about how this all kind of came together over at Elyria.
Sure. So, the league itself, I think, has been going on for a few years, and I think, I'm not sure exactly when the Browns got on board, but it was either last year or maybe 2 years ago, and they're really trying to expand it across all of Ohio. How I heard about it was, prior to my time at Elyria, I was a teacher at Berea Mid Park, and I coached football there, and the head football coach, John Hunick, had taken over the flag program and started it at Berea last year. And so, just talking with him, you know, he said it was a good experience. And so it was something that I was thinking about here at Elyria. The Browns reached out as well. So kind of independently, they reached out to our administration, and they had reached out to me as well, because I had kind of told Hannah Lee, who's kind of runs things for the Browns, mm-hmm. I had told her we might be interested. So they started talking on the administrative end, and then I was like, well, I kind of was thinking about doing the same thing. And they said, well, if you want to be involved. And I said, sure, I'll be involved. And then they said, okay, well, you're in charge. So that's kind of how it happened.
As far as putting together a team with the girls, you know, how many girls do you got on the team? You know, is it a varsity JV situation? You got enough just to field a varsity? I don't even know, you know, how that all works, whether there is varsity JV or what have you. But how did that kind of come together in terms of, you know, getting girls wanting to play? Or was there already kind of some general interest in that over there at Elyria?
There was some interest. We actually have some girls who had played for other teams or in other leagues at some point.
Okay.
But I was sitting talking to a colleague, and we overheard some girls saying, you know, if we had a team, I'd play. And I was like, oh, really? This was before any of this all happened. And I said, well, I know. I said, that could possibly happen here. And they're like, if you make that happen, we'll all play. And I said, okay, right? And then a few months go by, and it started to become a reality, and so we kind of put a feeler out. We had over 60 girls sign up initially.
Wow.
You know, and then obviously when we got into actual scheduling, and some of these girls play other sports as well. Some are on track, some are on the softball team, mm-hmm. Some have work commitments, whatever. When we all figured it out, we actually kept 30 girls. So we have 15 that are considered varsity and 15 that are considered JV. And so that's kind of how we did our split.
Okay.
The league, I think, wants you to have 15 or less. So we have two teams, and it's been fun so far.
You know, as I kind of mentioned that article in the Chronicle Telegram, Owen McMillan wrote it again. I encourage our listeners to go check that out. You know, the equipment for you guys, flags, the footballs, all of that good stuff. Looks like the Browns provided that to you guys. Is that correct? And if so, you know, not just for you guys at Elyria, but I imagine with other schools that they maybe do that for. How important would that be just to kind of keep things, you know, moving off the ground as they look to continue the growth of all of this?
Sure. So we're technically a club sport right now. We're not a varsity sport.
Okay.
So, like, there was no budget for our sport to start this year, right? And I think in the future there will be, but for this year, there wasn't, and I think it's probably the same for all the teams that just start out in this league. And so the Browns do. They come in, and they have a big, like, training seminar, and so a whole bunch of teams, everybody's invited. So we took a bunch of girls down to the Browns training facility. They gave them all flags. They gave them all shirts. They did a big talk about, you know, how the game is evolving and how it's coming about and the opportunities that these girls have by starting basically a new sport, or at least, you know, in the early stages of a new sport.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they did a great job. And then all the teams that are new to the league, they send out a kit, and it's got footballs and cones and pennies and, you know, all the stuff you need to run a basic practice. They've done an outstanding job. So any team that has no budget, kind of like we had, you know, they provide what you need to get started. And so, they're doing a great job of promoting it, from within and getting teams an opportunity to start.
That is fantastic. Again, we're talking with Elyria Girls Flag Football head coach Matt Wilson. Of course, he's the boys varsity head coach over there at Elyria as well. But the Girls Flag Football team has their first set of home games this Friday, April 11th, over at Ely Stadium. Look, Coach, we don't need to open the rule book and all of that good stuff, but as far as, you know, rules, field dimensions, number of girls on the field, you know, how does that all kind of shake out? And again, we don't need to go on forever about it, but what's kind of the basics of the game?
Sure. The big difference is it's just 5v5.
Okay.
So there's 5 girls on offense, 5 on defense. Everybody's an eligible receiver. So once the ball is snapped, everybody's eligible to catch it, throw it, run it, play. It's kind of like playing in the backyard when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And so you just, everybody goes out and plays. It's crazy because we do like round robins, and we bring a whole bunch of schools on site at one time. So we've been a part of 2 of these so far, and we're hosting, like you said, on Friday. There'll be 4 fields going at one time on the field. So it goes across the field. So it's 55 yards in length, and it's about 25 yards in width. And so there'll be 4 games going on at once. Like I said, it's 5 versus 5. They're 40-minute running clock games, so they stay on schedule. And, like, for us, we play, and then our JV plays, and then our varsity plays again, and then our varsity plays again. So, like, we'll get 3 games in Friday with the varsity and 1 with the JV. So they do a really good job of, you know, it's such a short schedule, right? It's only a 5-week season to try to get the whole league in. So we play multiple games on every date.
Well, if we're talking backyard style, I might have to bring my old Nerf football and with the drawing pad that never really seems to work when you need it to. But no, that's fantastic stuff there, Coach. I wanted to talk to you maybe about a couple of different girls, if you could. Are there some individuals that have really stood out thus far for you guys? I know you said a couple of girls had played, you know, for other teams and other leagues and all of that good stuff. But are there a couple of individuals on your team that have really stood out, thus far?
Sure. We have a couple girls that are really good athletes, and they play other sports at our school. So, you know, we kind of ask them, hey, would you be interested? Morgan Palos is one.
Mm-hmm.
She's on our softball team. She's a really good softball player, probably going to play or is going to play college softball. But she just wanted to be part of it. So she's done a great job for us. Cammy Kelly, she's our quarterback. She's a junior. I think she plays volleyball as well. Another really good athlete, does some great things for us out there. We had girls like, we have a younger girl, Sydney Wooten. She had played for another team last year, and since now we offer it, she's playing for us. So she brings some experience. And then even our younger girls or our quote-unquote JV girls, we have some really talented kids down there as well, some really fast girls, some girls just learning the game. And if they stick with it over the next few years, which I think this is going to keep growing, we're going to have a really nice group of kids for the next 3 or 4 years.
Fantastic. I do want to circle back around to that before I let you go, Coach, kind of about the future of this and where you think it might be going. As again, we're talking with Matt Wilson. He's the head coach of the Elyria Girls Flag Football Team. And as I've mentioned, you know him well as the head boys varsity football coach when the boys put the pads on come fall here in Northeast Ohio. And I guess sticking with that, Coach, for you personally, is there a challenge in trying to coach girls flag football compared to boys tackle football? You know, what are maybe some of the differences? And do you kind of have to, you know, change your coaching style, if you will, a little bit?
Well, I coached girls for a really long time. I used to coach girls basketball. And so coaching girls isn't really different. The game is actually different, right? So we do have to change it in that sense. The other thing is a lot of the kids that play high school varsity boys football, they've played football before. For a lot of these girls, this is the first time playing football. So, you know, it's not really like the rules aren't really as confusing. It's just some of like the skill sets, right? Throwing a football, catching a football. It's something that a lot of these girls haven't done directly. But you know, if you're a good athlete in one sport, it generally, you know, like everything else, it carries over. So we have some girls who are just naturally really good at it, and we have some other girls that are working to get better at it. So, and that's kind of how we divided our JV varsity, was just kind of by skills.
Understood. Who all's coming to Ely Stadium this Friday for your guys' first set of home games? Who are all the teams that are going to be coming in?
There's a whole bunch of schools coming in. We are playing against St. Joe's. We are playing against Shaw. We are playing against Valley Forge on the JV level, and okay. We are playing against Lutheran West.
Hmm.
But also, EC will be there. Lorraine will be there.
Wow.
There will be other schools there as well that we don't personally play, but you know, we're the host site for this weekend. So, yeah, like I said, a whole bunch of teams come in. There's going to be four games going on at once for four straight windows. So 16 games are being played. So
that is awesome. Well, hopefully the weather shapes up for you guys over there.
Been cold so far.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, well, last one, Coach, before I let you go. I don't want to keep you too long. But, again, as we've kind of alluded to, just the future of this league, it sounds like just in recent history this has seen a lot of growth, and that's evident in the article, again, in the Chronicle from Owen McMillan. But for you personally, Coach, where do you kind of see this league and maybe just the team at O'Leary? Where do you see this all going in the next couple of years?
So I think, like, the OHSAA, I think, will eventually get involved, and I think it will become a varsity sport in Ohio, just like we added girls wrestling a couple years ago. We added men's volleyball this year. I think the OHSAA is looking to expand, and I think with the backing of the NFL and the growth, I think that's going to probably happen sooner rather than later. I don't know if this is accurate, but I heard somewhere that there had to be at least 100 schools to make it a varsity sport. And I just know in Northeast Ohio, they went from 22 teams 2 years ago. This year, there's 60 teams playing flag football in Northeast Ohio.
Oh my goodness.
And the Bengals are doing a similar thing in Southern Ohio, so I'm sure they have 50 or 60 teams down there as well. So. Mm. Well, they're getting to a point where it's most likely going to become a varsity sport. And I think that would be really cool, just another opportunity for kids to, you know, show off and have a little fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And, well, it's about to make its Olympic debut, as the Chronicle article says here. Girls flag football set to make its Olympic debut in Los Angeles in 2028.
Yes.
So
that was one of the big selling points when we went down and the girls went down to the Browns, and they said that, you know, it's like kind of this age group of kids right now that's in high school, that those are going to be the ones, because they are building an Olympic team, and they are kind of using us as a feeder program, and they'll take the best of the best from our league and all the other leagues, and eventually they'll select an Olympic team out of this. So obviously it is growing worldwide. It is a really fast growing sport, and I think it's a varsity sport in about half the states now.
Wow.
And I know the NFL is pushing to get it in all 50. So,
well, that is fantastic. Well, hey, from Elyria to Los Angeles, right? Anything could certainly happen. So that's awesome. Well, Coach, hey, thank you very much for the time. Always appreciate it. Great to talk some football here with you during, I know the boys off season, but the girls in season with the flag football is just incredible talking about that with you here today. And again, best of luck to you and the girls as you get set for a trio of games over there at Elyria Stadium Friday night.
Thank you so much for having us.